The trouble with cladistics and dying alone. My father and his father, neither eloquent men, waltz around words they do not like. For example, when giving advice on coming out to my grandfather, I'm sure he's not prepared to hear that you're pregnant, but somehow I get the feeling that is far from the case. I'm the only one of my father's three children who still manages to remain in contact. I came out to my father in a text and he knew, had more to say about telling my grandfather. You must probably consider the biggest disappointment to him the lack of a granddaughter or a grandson. Give me all your currencies and I'll transmute them at the gates of some great heaven, wherein lies a hellmouth and black hole, beauty beheld by the fly, and we simply a galaxy inside each opal eye, swirling around muted stars, hoping some father comes down from his high tower, house on the hill, nothing on his back but husk and hull, peeled from brainstem to blossom end, from which continuance is both bred and bled. Years later, over lunch, I tell my grandfather we are hoping to get pregnant next year if we can finance and find a donor. His lips don't move, but his mountainous eyebrows rupture, and when I ask if he'll have a relationship with them, he says, I don't think I'll be around for that either way. These are all the silences I have been caught inside of, swept under or crawled away from, stretched out upon mapping spine and skin until folded hands learn to repurpose lost teeth into wolfram, the kind that sings pyrophoric when the howl is hushed.